Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In our ongoing quest to know who God is, we have been walking through the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, for several weeks now, verse by verse, seeing the glory of God in the person of Christ. That's brought us to this point today in verse 18, part B, the second section of the verse. And we read Jesus say, "I have the keys of death and of Hades." The I here is Jesus Christ, and Christ has keys, the keys of death and of Hades. We have talked about death and Hades. Following on from that, I now need to make this connection in the biblical text. What does it mean that Jesus holds the keys to death and Hades? That's the question I ask today. And here is the Bible's answer. Jesus Christ has all power and all authority over the domains of death and of hell. Jesus uses his keys that only he has to unlock the door of death and send you and I through it whenever and however he wants. I could put it to you this way. Christ decides who gets to live and who gets to die. He is the sovereign decider. Contrary to the way in which most people live, particularly the younger you are, we do not decide when we were born and when we will die. God does, period. Now you might say, what about suicide? Well, in the always tragic case of suicide, it is the sinful choice that someone has made. Suicide is always completely against the commands of God. Suicide is never the desire of God. Never. But even that would ultimately be what God knows that individual will do, because God knows everything. So in that sense, the date and time of one's death is predetermined within the sovereign will of God. And I hesitate to leave the subject of suicide with only a few sentences, but I want to keep us focused on this. Jesus Christ has all power and all authority over death. So should you want to discuss the important reality of suicide, get a hold of me today. Email, regular mail, send your note now. All of my addresses will soon follow, so stay tuned and jot those down, then send your note. I will be happy to receive it and to respond to you. The biblical text stands as truth. When Jesus tells the Apostle John, "I have the keys of death and of Hades," Christ means, "I am in charge of who lives, and for how long and when each and every person dies." And then I, Jesus, have total authority over where someone spends eternity, the afterlife. Either in Hades that becomes hell, or in heaven that becomes the new heaven. And we discussed that last Friday and yesterday. When will the Lord Jesus use his keys to unlock the door of physical death for you? You do not know. It could be today. It could be before this broadcast or podcast ends. And when will Jesus unlock the door of physical death for me? I do not know either. But what we do know, based on Revelation 1, verse 18, is that Jesus knows. And that is actually all we need to know. As we get to know our Lord, then we come to find out that it's always enough for us. Jesus satisfies us. And he knows all. Jesus Christ knows everything, even when we will pass from here to there, from here to him. But there is one other thrilling reality to this verse, and that's this. You may think that Satan, the evil presence and power of the devil, is the one who has authority or who is in charge over death. After all, death entered the world through sin. If it had not been for sin, we would never have to die. That's true. The Bible teaches that. Death is the result of sin. And since sin entered the Garden of Eden via the serpent, the devil, then wouldn't Satan have the keys to death and to Hades? Would it be on your mind that maybe Satan is actually the one with the control? Well, should you be wondering, that is not so. And that is not so because Jesus Christ has defeated death. The Lord, through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, has overcome the threat of death, even as a result of sin, for us. Hear now the words of the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. This is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Therefore, through death, Jesus Christ might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. And let me read that again for you. This is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Through death, Jesus Christ might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. Now this right here is why Christians do not fear death, or must not fear death. Jesus has rendered the devil powerless. Jesus has completely erased the fear of dying from his people. We are no longer subjected to this slavery in our lives. Because Jesus Christ took our place and died, we no longer experience the threat of physical death because we are not going to ever experience spiritual death. We no longer experience the threat of physical death because we are not going to ever experience spiritual death. The sins of every genuine Christian, all our sins, are forgiven and no longer even remembered by God. So Satan does not have the keys of death and of Hades. Jesus does. This is the message of the final verse we will look at in this stunning chapter that comes at the end of the Bible. Revelation 1, verse 18. The greater threat to all people is not actually physical death, when your heart permanently stops. Rather, the greatest threat to you is spiritual death, eternal separation from God in hell. Now that is what you have to be worried about. But if you will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then he will save you from hell. He will redeem you such that you are his permanently, forever and forever. Really, Jesus has made Satan powerless. He's taken the power of death from Satan. Jesus holds the keys. And so you, if you have faith in Christ, no longer do you need to be a slave to death, frightened of dying. You do not. Oh, how I pray that you will accept to be true what Christ is offering you this week. And I hope with all my being that Revelation 1 will allow you to see the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we come now together at the end of our journey through this one chapter of your holy and infallible word. Just one chapter. In your perfect, in every way word to our minds and hearts. Thank you for being our constant companion. Thank you for traveling ahead of us and with us and now coming behind us. I pray that what I have shared here day after day has been right and true and profitable for the building up of your believers and for drawing unbelievers to, by faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you will continue your ministry of saving people from sin today and every day, and that you will use this ministry and other ministries on the internet and on the radio for this purpose. In your wrath, please remember your mercy and redeem as many as you will. And I pray this in the name of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, I hope that you will reach out to me or a Christian person you know if you would like to know about who Jesus is and what he has done for you. Believe me, each one of us who know him and love him, we will be very glad to introduce you to Jesus. And if suicide has been a sad reality that has affected your life in some way, remember to write. By email, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And my name is spelled M-A-R-K. By regular mail, God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these will soon be given again. We still have 3 days remaining this week, and so as summer comes to an end, I want to use this time wisely to reflect a little further on what we have learned in Revelation chapter 1. I hope that you will be with me in the days that follow. And as we end this verse-by-verse study of this great chapter in the Bible, if this has had an impact in your life, would you also write and tell me in what way you have benefited from our summer together? Maybe there was a specific verse that really stood out to you. Perhaps there was a truth uncovered that really ministered to you. Was there something taught that changed your mind or in some way expanded your perspective on life, death, God, Jesus, the Bible, or something else? What was convicting for you? What truth have you passed along to someone else? I will be greatly encouraged if you let me know, including if you have disagreement with me, or maybe even something I said that bothers you. I welcome all feedback. Do write, would you? And do so today. Do not delay. Then join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.